For the body, clothes, hygiene, and food. To live, work, and celebrate, a man had to first take care of his basic needs. To secure food and clothing, cope with illnesses, and occasionally take care of personal hygiene. The intensity, form, and meaning of all these actions depended on individual preferences, capabilities, standards, and rules passed down through the family, its environment, and cultural systems. Clothes, dressmaking, and maintenance. The mannequins are wearing celebration costumes from different regions. In the first two mannequins, from the left, we can see traditional costumes from Kashubia. The most distinctive is the female cap embroidered with gold and silver thread, worn by married women. The other mannequins were traditional costumes from Kuyavia. A typical women's costume features a silk handkerchief wrapped around a white cap and embroidered petticoats, white and red. Men's clothes, dark coat with a cloak and a top hat. Further on, a costume from Pauki, which has a tulle cap with long bonds, popular from the early 20th century. The last mannequin shows off a female costume based on an urban style. Festive outfits characteristic to a particular region were often one of the main elements of the cultural identity associated with a specific ethnographic group. Everyday casual clothing made of worse quality materials was marked by a simple cut. From the mid-19th century, more and more often people bought clothes manufactured at a factory. And from the end of the 19th century, the influence of urban fashion intensified, which resulted in moving away from wearing costumes showing regional characteristics. In the countryside, in the 1920s and 1930s, people began wearing cotton underwear, which is displayed in the cabinet next to the sewing machine.